Migration Watch launches petition against Bojo's illegal migrant amnesty proposal. By Jack Montgomery on July 26, 2019. Migration Watch UK has launched an official petition against Boris Johnson's proposal to give amnesty to hundreds of thousands of illegal migrants. Boris Johnson told the House of Commons on Thursday that he favours an illegal migrant amnesty, and that his government will be looking at the economic advantages and disadvantages of issuing one. Following his first statement to the House of Commons as Prime Minister, the Tory leader was reminded that he had courted popularity with pledging an amnesty for illegal immigrants as Mayor of London by Labour's Rupa Hooke, who asked him if he would now be a man of his word and deliver on it. Johnson readily conceded that, on amnesty on illegal immigrants, "It is absolutely true that I have raised it several times and that it did not receive an overwhelming endorsement from the previous Prime Minister when I raised it once in Cabinet as Foreign Secretary, but that it was back on the table now that he was in charge. I do think that our arrangements and theoretically being committed to the expulsion of perhaps half a million people who don't have the correct papers and who may have been living and working here for many, many years without being involved in any criminal activity at all. I think that the legal position is anomalous," he said, with people who don't have the correct papers being a reference to people who have entered or stayed in the country illegally. "We need to look at our arrangements for people who have lived and worked here for a long time unable to enter the economy, unable to participate properly or pay taxes without documents," he continued, casting his earlier suggestion that the people he was referring to hadn't been involved in criminal activity into some doubt. "We should look at it and, the truth is, the law already basically allows them an effective amnesty, that's basically where we have settled now. But we should look at the economic advantages and disadvantages of going ahead with the policy that Rupa Hooke described, and which I think she and I share," he concluded, to some murmurs of discontent from the Tory backbenches. Alp Mehmet, chairman of the Migration Watch UK think tank and pressure group, told Breitbart London that an amnesty would simply reward illegality and encourage more illegal immigration in the future. He said that his petition, organized in anticipation of Johnson becoming Prime Minister and pushing for amnesty, carries the clear signal that amnesties for illegal immigration don't work, as has been seen in Spain and Italy. Migration Watch UK has previously published research warning that official estimates for the number of illegal migrants in the country may far below the real figure, and that the impact of social housing, for example, could be massive, with costs running into the billions of pounds. Amnesties for illegal migrants in the United States, supposedly offered in hopes that they would clear the authorities' backlog and give them a fresh start to get a grip on illegal immigration, have failed to have the desired effect. Amnestied illegals simply use their new legal status to bring in relatives and spouses through family reunification or chain migration, while new illegals were encouraged to enter in the belief that they too would eventually be allowed to stay if they simply remained undetected for long enough. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.